This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
the
boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on live YouTube, you can do that as well. Friends, go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, if you want to call in, again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, just a week and a half ago, friends, before we left for Florida, and now we're back from Florida, and we're actually in the state of Minnesota right now, I had warned you, friends, about Brian Head Welch. I warned you about Kanye West. I warned you about Bob Dylan and others that claim their conversion, friends, but yet they go back to their vomit as a sow does to its own mire. And this one didn't take long, and I wrote on my article, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just give it some time. Do I want to see guys like Kanye West fall? No, I don't. I'm not looking for him to fall. I'm glad if it be genuine. But right off the bat, you could see that it was not genuine because of the arrogance that was applied, exhibited in conversation in so many different ways. People don't realize the message, again, is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, this modern gospel stuff, these are mushroom converts, friends, is what they are. And they need to be saved over and over and over again. Why? Because they've never been saved. Did you know that Kanye West, he wants to legally change his name to, listen carefully, Christian genius billionaire Kanye West. That's what he wants to name himself. He wants to legally change his name to Christian genius billionaire Kanye West. By the way, again, and I'm not saying this, if he was good at what he did, I'd be the first one that said, man, this brother, he is a gifted dude. I've been in music my whole life. I've worked with record labels, friends. I've done national tours. I played on the big stages, okay? It's a little bit more information that I like giving people because people are foolish enough to believe that we're looking for accolade when in fact it's just a gift that God gave us to be the light in those certain arenas as well. But folks, Kanye West, I don't know who done did lied to him, but he needs to sit down. Because for him to think that he is a talent in the music world only shows you how debased the musicianship that's been put up for the American people is debased. It's so debased, friends. They've so lowered the standard in music now that Kanye West actually believes that he is a genius. Folks, he ain't no Prince. He ain't no, and I'm talking about musicianship. That guy truly was a genius. He really was. But he wasn't no Bach, friends. He wasn't these guys that we know in the music industry, and I'm talking about since the inception, the conception of the beginning of time, that we talk about today, that these giants in the music industry. Folks, this guy's like at the bottom of the barrel. How you take him serious, I don't know. But this is, they use guys like this to corrupt children. And I want to say this, and by the way, what I'm telling you right now is not satire. This is not satire. This is a fact, okay? The only thing genius about Kanye West, as some would regard it, namely his circle of influence, those that he's paying, is that he found a way to profit from non-Bible reading Christians that he can do. First of all, if they're non-reading Bible Christians, they're not Christians in the first place, because that's one of the first prerequisites is to know the doctrine. Read John 7:17 when you get a moment. And yet there's still people that call themselves Christians, again, a lack of Christianity, that will defend this prideful fake. Scripture's real clear in highlighting what I'm talking about right now. 1 Timothy 3:6. Not a novice, right? A baby Christian. Lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. That's exactly what Kanye West is exhibiting, friends. It's exactly what he's exhibiting, is arrogance and pride. When you get a moment, do a search on this guy. Listen to how he's talking to the people. Notice there's no scripture involved in anything that he has to say. And yet that's what we're commanded to do, is to preach and teach scripture. And how can you do that if you don't know scripture? Lauren Daigle, the list goes on. Friends, why are we in trouble? It's because we have so many illiterates in the church. As a matter of fact, let me say it this way. You have false prophets that they make their fleece on the biblically illiterate. Just like politicians survive off the constitutional illiterates. And I'm talking about your favorite politicians that continuously talk about things that are outside of their scope of authority, outside of the scope of what the Constitution entails. And yet again, America, why are we in troubles? Because my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge. Just, it's that simple. And that's why you got guys like Joel Osteen. This is why you have guys like Benny Hinn. This is why you got, that's why, America, you have the Joyce Meyers. This is why you have the Beth Moores. Because you're biblically illiterate. And they thrive off of your ignorance. You need to understand that this is how this is working. Okay? This is how you're enslaved. This is how the chains are put on you, through your ignorance. Same thing with your favorite politicians. Friends, I'm not a politician, but I can tell you this. I can take this president and everyone he's got around him to task concerning what the Constitution says, because everything I continuously hear from these people are the talking points that they have created, the political language that they have created, making lies sound truthful. Because it's unconstitutional, just like these new converts and those that are preaching the gospel message of another gospel. Read Galatians 1. It's dangerous business, but this is what they're doing, and it's dangerous business what they're doing in government as well. But it first starts with the church. Government corruption is only a reflection of the corruption that's going on in the church. So, America, before you go around high-fiving your favorite secularist, now that he calls himself a Christian, you better understand what a Christian is before you want to begin to label them as such, or yourself as such, if you don't walk the talk. Okay? We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some audio for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to Facebook. Got about 725,000 followers. Thank you for your trust. People that are sick and tired of the garbage that the CIA-controlled media is inundating them with on a 24/7 basis. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out, folks, we got new contributors all the time that are in the culture war, that are actually out there showing the world their faith by their works. Okay, James 2:14-26. Check that out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want us in your area, if you'd like to bring us into your community, now's the time to do it. Last year was probably the busiest year in 20-some years of ministry, and we plan on outdoing ourselves this year again. If you want me to do for you what you're willing to do for yourselves, friends, give me a call. We'll go in, but before I leave, you're going to be doing the same thing I am. That's just how it works. We're called to be repairers of the breach. We're called to go into the harvest fields, and the Lord is looking to and fro of those concerning that he can find to do his will on this earth as it is in heaven, that he might show himself strong on our behalf. Raise your hand and say, Lord, here am I, send me. Okay? With that said, you can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean, 1EE, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Just got some responses on a latest video that I just did called Circus of Politics, saying, Bradley, this one deserves a reward. Well, I'll tell you what, an accolade. And you know what, that's not for me to say, but I did post it. You check it out. Go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Check out Circus of Politics and tell me what your thoughts are. It's the anointing, friends, 1 John 2. It's not Bradley Dean. I just get out of the way, right? As well, friends, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to highlight really quick an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is making national news, which they cannot conceal or cover. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. And the Lord, again, through his mercy, is bringing the crimes of the guilty to the light. You ready for this one, America? As if you didn't know this already, Muslims operating in American government is subversive to we the people. They put their hand on the Quran, friends. That's at war with our Christian nation. It runs antithetical to who we are as a people. We know this. We see Ilhan Omar being busted all the time, yet the President of the United States of America does nothing but slam her publicly, but he fails to use that DOJ to prosecute her for her crimes and to deport her back from where she came from. Okay, this is a fact. Same thing with the likes of a Keith Ellison, friends, who's been exposed time after time concerning his crimes against we the people, namely in the state of Minnesota. We can go to Rashida Tlaib. Folks, we just found out that she endorsed over 26 other Muslims to run for office in Michigan there. This isn't a game, just so you understand. Again, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And again, if you have any questions concerning the things that I'm saying to you, give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. But again, this should come as no surprise, America, because the American people, 325 million people, allowed a Barack Hussein Obama, a foreign sodomite, to attack the U.S. Constitution, to trample underfoot the blood of our veterans for 8 years, transgressing that Constitution over 1,168 times. Now, why am I saying all that? Well, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, here you have it. As Muslims are infiltrating American government today, the first elected Muslima in Pennsylvania, this said representative of Muslims and Sharia law, because that's what this is about, friends, is charged with stealing over $500,000 from charity and plans to plead guilty. This should come as no surprise, America. You know that this is what this is about. Don't sit there and put your head in the sand and act like, again, someone's going to take care of the problem, because I'm telling you what, this federal government is a part of the problem, and I'm talking about the corrupt that are there. If you're waiting for the FBI, keep in mind, friends, they're covering for much of what's going on out there, and I'm talking about the bad guys in operation in the FBI and in the CIA concerning the 35 jihadi camps that we have in the United States of America right now, and you're caught up into some phony impeachment process. You have 35 jihadi camps in America, and yet this administration, the circus of politics and the clowns in the circus of politics, have you diverted from what is actually happening in this country concerning this phony impeachment process. I guarantee you, friends, what's going on behind closed doors is what they're attempting to divert your attention away from, namely the reauthorization of the act of tyranny called the Patriot Act. That's how it was sold to you, America. And the list goes on concerning the crimes of those said people in government that are diverting you from what is really taking place as they continuously push forth a global order. A global order. You know, it's interesting. The other day, a picture of, and I'm just throwing this out there, okay? Keep an open mind. I threw a picture, I'm sorry, not a picture, but it was a reel. It was a video of Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump. And Rudy was dressed up like a drag queen. And it's video. You can go online and watch it. And you can see Rudy Giuliani kissing Donald Trump's neck. And they said, well, it was a comic. It was a comic. It was an act of comedy is what they were playing out. Okay. And then all of a sudden it came out that Donald Trump, you know, was friends with Prince Andrew, and then we seen the corruption that just came out on this clown from overseas too. And then they said, all of his supporters said, well, it's, you know, Donald Trump just shook his hand and, you know, he's a public person. Well, guess what, friends? So am I. And I get all that stuff too. You know, you shake your hand with the governor, and then they put it in the news that you and Tom Emmer or whoever's running for governor or best of friends or Michelle Bachmann, only to try to discredit them because I'm speaking out against the agendas that they're trying to promote, namely the sodomite agenda, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. I understand all that. But folks, when you get, what, 10 to 15 pictures of them hanging out with each other? I mean, really? A birds of a flock, man, I'll tell you what. A birds of a feather, they flock together, don't they? You know, and then all of a sudden, here comes out another reel of Donald Trump that doesn't know Jeffrey Epstein. And it's him, Donald Trump, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's like, oh, okay. And so what I did is I just typed right above the film that played out. I said, yeah, we know. Donald doesn't know Jeffrey neither. And here's the video. And I'll tell you what, friends, the people that attack me, they're unprincipled, ignorant, folks, they're constitutionally illiterate, and they claim to be Christians, and yet they're biblically illiterate, and they stand there and they justify everything this administration does. You want to know why? They want leniency on Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because they think that God is going to be lenient with them. You are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. And so after I was attacked by all of his supporters for merely showing them the film, I didn't even say anything outside of the fact that here's the video. What about this? How do you justify this? Well, they can't justify it, right? So what I did is I just, another thing popped up and I just posted it the very next day. Folks, there were 74 comments just on my personal site. If I went over to the other ones, there's probably thousands. Okay, my public page. So what I did is I thought, okay, cool. Well, if they're mad at me for telling the truth, let me tell them this truth. Because we just found out that Betsy DeVos, Trump's education secretary, just turned over everything to the United Nations to brainwash your children in public schools. You know how many comments I got, friends? One. You know what post they ignored, friends? The one that they could not deny. Not, friends, they could not deny what was in front of their faces. There was no way they could deny it because you can go online and find this, that it's easily accessible. And I could go down this road all day, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to. It shows you the hypocrisy. This is the reason, America. This is the reason that those that call themselves the right have a left. This is the reason they have a left, because the left, as they call it, see their hypocrisy. The left acts out for what they really are. The right tries to conceal it. See, and these were the same kind of people, the Pharisees who claimed to be the children of God, you know, the religious hypocrites that Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 8:15. These are the ones that said, we have no king but King Jesus, as they said, crucify him, crucify him. This is what you call the right today. Folks, read your Bibles. It's all there. It's those that claim to be the children of God that are responsible for the crucifixion. That's scripture. Nobody can deny it, right? And it's the exact same thing happening today. How dare you uncover the one that we truly worship, though it not be God? They won't say that. They won't say that we don't worship God. No, they get stuck when you say, whoa, this is idolatry. Look at how you're holding to him more than you're holding to the Word of God. And holding to the Word of God is, guess what it does? It brings conviction of them, of their compromise. And that's why Jesus, in the Matthew 23, took the time to rebuke these hypocrites, because it's exactly what they are in Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. That is what you have and a right today, America, let me tell you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is calling today a dark day after a shooting at a naval base. He confirmed reports that the suspect in the killing of three people and wounding of seven others is a Saudi national who was at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola for training. The Republican governor also says,
when you have a foreign national involved, particularly in that part of the world, the investigation is obviously going to be different than if it were just somebody from a local community. And I think you'll see that as things go on.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November. It's the biggest jump since January, and unemployment rates returned to a 50-year low. Wages grew 3.1%, a bit better than last month, but still not as high as expected for unemployment this low. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
To the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight a couple of these things, friends, really quick concerning this first elected Muslima in Pennsylvania who just was charged with stealing over $500,000 from charity and who plans to plead guilty to some of the charges. I want you to listen to this carefully, okay, friends? Well, the President of the United States of America does nothing but slam these individuals, nothing more, no indictments, no prosecutions, just slamming them. That's it. Okay? Because it keeps the people entertained and it keeps the seats filled by continuously feeding the fuel to that war. That's what fills the seats, friends. The media does it all day long. For that said, listen to this carefully, okay? State Attorney General Josh Shapiro, good job, brother, announced on Wednesday charges have been filed against a West Philadelphia representative. Okay, including perjury, that's lying, tampering with public records, interesting, theft by unlawful taking, theft by deception, of course, to Kia, and contributions of corporations. Her theft surpassed $500,000 of the taxpayers' money there in the state of Pennsylvania. Shapiro said at a press conference in Harrisburg Wednesday morning, Johnson Harrell, 53, surrendered this morning and plans to plead guilty to at least some of the charges. Shapiro said she plans to resign effective December 13th. Hey, friends, that's it. There you go. See how you've been conditioned right there? She just plans on resigning. No. When are you going to understand the process of American government that it's your duty to have them removed, impeached, Article 2, Section 4, and then once they're removed, then you charge them and you send the message to your government, a reflection of we the people, our representatives, those that work for us, that we are not going to put up with your crimes and your games any longer, friends. Any longer. Well, What else, Bradley? Well, did you see the heroic preacher who interrupts the drag queen story hour with the word of Christ? Oh, my goodness, friends. You know, it's interesting that the media will blow up these library meetings with these felons, pedophiles, called drag queens. They'll blow them up. I'm going to play some audio for you. If you're watching me online, go to GCN Live and listen to the on-air show right now so you can hear this audio. But I want you to get this, friends. You know how I always tell you that the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is? Folks, there's probably two or three kids that show up to these libraries. And it's their parents. There's more homosexuals preying on the kids and lesbians trying to defend what they're doing as pedophiles and men commit the act of felony by dressing up women to normalize the crime. It's a felony in every state in this country. I'm going to let you listen to this, and then I'm going to come back and show you, friends, how this is beginning to grow concerning resistance across the United States of America. In other words, Americans have had it. They're beginning to show up, and they're beginning to shut down their felonious activities. Listen to this.
I have a question.
Yes.
What are you going to do when you stand before God and He judges you, everyone in here, for your sins?
Sorry.
What are you going to do when you stand before God and you're judged for your sins?
So the Bible
says this: but if anyone causes one of my little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better that a large millstone be hung around their neck and they be drowned in the depths of the sea. So this is child abuse to God. And you're going to stand before a holy God. And He's going to tell you, what are you going to do when you stand before God and poison these kids' mind? What are you going to do then? The Bible says, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Perish means to go to hell. These little ones need to be raised up in the Lord. These little ones need to be raised up in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because there's going to come a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. The Bible says that men are men and women are women. And men should dress like women and women should dress like men. This is sin. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. I mean, it takes days to all of are heading for spiritual punishment. Like, if you don't turn from your wicked way,
get it,
and repent. The Lord has sent me here today to tell you to turn from your wicked way and repent.
Sir,
or you're going to stand before God and you're going to be judged.
Sir,
and you don't have to get any service to the Lord.
Did you hear that, friends? In other words, people are sick and tired of it. There was a man dressed up as a woman in front of probably three children. The media will blow it up like everybody's bringing their kids to these libraries to watch drag queens. It's not true at all. This is how they operate. They get you to drink in the Kool-Aid, friends, to believe the lie that there's more of them than there really is. You're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population. This is a crime that's being played out right in front of your faces. What are you doing about it, America? They said, anybody got a question? The preacher says, I got a question. What are you going to do when you stand before God and are judged for your sins? Hebrews 9:27. What's the message? Matthew 3:2. The preacher asked the small, and I'm not exaggerating how small it was, friends. Watch the video. It's available. It's on Bradley Dean. He then quoted Matthew 18:6, which states, but whosoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for them to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. This is what he said to the audience. That's what he should be doing. And then what they did is the lesbians and homosexuals, by the way, there was more homosexual men there There's probably 15 people in this whole setting. And there was a couple lesbians. And it was the lesbians that came up to this man and started saying, what you're saying is hate. These are our kids. He said, what you're doing is you are committing the act of child abuse. Well, where's Child Protective Services, friends? Huh? Oh, and you want to know where your president is? Well, I'll tell you what. As we celebrate the LGBT Pride Month and recognize the outstanding contributions the LGBT people have made to our great nation, let us also stand in solidarity with many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals on the basis of their sexual orientation. By the way, it's a felony in every state in America. What do you mean? Punishes in other countries. Hey, Mr. President, haven't you taken time to know that law? Read Deuteronomy 17, Mr. Christian, who's never sinned before, and the Bible says there's no truth in them. Hello? He said, my administration has launched a global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality and invite all nations to join us in this effort. How do you justify that? How do you, oh, that's just one of his flaws. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? God doesn't call this a sin. He calls this an abomination. Even a woman to dress like a man and a man to dress like a woman, the Bible is clear. It's an abomination. In there, in America, you're standing back and allowing these people to allure kids, small in number though they be, it matters not. One is too many. To come in to indoctrinate them, to normalize the crime, even going so far as to use a little 12-year-old boy, he was 11 years old, ABC highlighted like it was the coolest thing since sliced bread, to bring him into a television program and to communicate with other transgenders, men dressed like women. That is a felony, America. And then even going so far as to allowing the parents to bring the little boy at 11 years old to go into New York gay bars and to undress for men. That is a felony, America. And they're attempting to normalize it. This preacher said this is child abuse. He's exactly right. These little ones need to be raised up in the Lord, said this preacher. These little ones need to be raised up in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. At one point, the drag queen who was grooming the children at the event approached the preacher and he told the cross-dressing ghoul to repent. The drag queen said, they're coming here willingly. Yeah, the parents need to be dealt with, friends. The shutdown between the preacher and the pro-LGBT child abuse mob. I just played the audio for you, but this is what I want you to hear. This is what happens when people stand up and say no more. This is a part of a growing resistance against drag queens corrupting children in the public square. Recently, the people of West Virginia had a showing of drag queen story hours canceled following serious resistance from concerned public. That's all it took. It doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a small minority, friends, that are willing to set brush fires in the minds of the people concerning the Word of God. It does not take a majority. It takes a minority that are on fire for the Lord to obey Him enough to do what He's commanded them to do to put an end to this criminal activity. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, and they are. And they are. I was going to bring up another point, and I just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump is advocating all of this LGBT community activity, just like George Bush did. I've got letters from him. Of course, that was never made public because people didn't accept it. Well, the problem they're having is they still don't accept it. Okay? You're looking for something to do? When you see this happening in your community, go preach it down. Protestant has meaning Protestants. Protest their lies. Protest the child abuse. Enough is enough. In America, I believe that we're coming to a point where we finally had enough. I don't know why it takes so long, but there are some people that love these kids enough to say, no more, no more. And it's time to criminalize those that are actually advocating these crimes against little children. And if it wasn't true, then why are there so many pedophiles in jail today, friends? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're going to be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you want to weigh in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for doing such an awesome job down there at GCN. And as well, across the glass from me, Mr. Pickle.
Mr. Pickle.
You're doing an awesome job. I want to highlight this, and then I'm going to give this over to my bride, okay? I want you to check this out. What happens when people actually stand up and say enough? You're seeing preachers beginning to do this, what they should have been doing long ago, okay? But did you hear about the Birmingham school that stopped the LGBT lessons after parent protest? This is in Alabama. Did you hear what I said? This is in Alabama. A primary school that taught pupils about homosexuality as a part of a program to challenge homophobia. They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime, totalitarianism, has stopped the lessons after hundreds of children were withdrawn by parents in protest.
Amen.
Amen?
Yep.
Okay, everybody amening with me right now? Are my YouTube friends amening me? Are you amening the fact that these parents stood up and are doing what they should have done long ago? Is that good? I mean, folks, this is what we need to be doing. These are our kids. We're to train them up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. Not to give them over to be indoctrinated but by a bunch of sodomites that want to create policies to protect them concerning their crimes against children, because it's happening. America. It's happening. Okay? Parkfield Community School in Salty, Birmingham. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I got two of these. I'm sorry, guys. This is good. But it's not Birmingham. Alabama. This is actually the UK. And you know who the parents were that protested and that withdrew their 600 kids and they stopped the homosexual agenda in the UK? You know who they were? They were the Muslims. Do you hear what I said, America? You know how they stopped the homosexual agenda? The Muslims took their kids out of salty Birmingham in the UK. And a letter to parents, the school said, up to the end of this term, we will not be delivering any outsiders' lessons in our long-term year curriculum plan, as this half-term has already been blocked for religious education, RE, acronym. Equality assemblies will continue as normal and are welcoming no outsiders. Ethos will be there for all. Okay. On Friday, about 600 Muslim children aged between 4 and 11 years old that the homosexuals were aiming for were withdrawn from their Muslim parents from the school for the day. They reversed the curriculum. Well, why are the Muslims getting things done, friends? Because they're actually acting out. To your chagrin, to your shame, to your reproach, you deliver up your kids, America, into public schools to be made a prey to those that are zeroing in on them. And they are, and you know they are. You all the well know they are. And it's an abomination. And you have the audacity to tell the world how much you love Jesus and you fail to obey Jesus. You're a hypocrite, and you're the worst of men, and your very enemies that you claim to be your enemies are doing the job. They're doing what the Lord commanded you to do. They won't put up with it. As a matter of fact, what they want to do is they actually want to execute the homosexuals. They're not going to submit themselves to the homosexuals. They're not going to do it. But in America, go ahead. Bradley, we know it's a felony, but it's no big deal. They're just something wrong with them in their heads. No, they're just backwards. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I got a question for you. Why is it a felony? Everybody wants to play the compassionites, the fools, and showing compassion concerning those that are committing crimes and zeroing in on their children. How does that make sense? That's another excuse. It's the same thing with abortion. It's another excuse in hopes that the Lord will give them a pass on Judgment Day. And the very things that you're going to get away with, you think, are the very things that are going to come right up in front of your face. And the Lord said, why didn't you do what I commanded you to do?
You know,
period.
People talk a lot about the sin of silence. Well, the sin of silence is he who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. And for those of you who are listening to the Sons of Liberty, probably many of you, day in and day out, we've been traveling so much this year that I feel like, you know, by the time our heads are done spinning, I hope they're facing the front. But we've met people from across the nation who listen to the program, and I've listened to the program for years, and it's refreshing, and it's refreshing for them because they say it's like the lights went on. It's a breath of fresh air. You know what? We even got a letter from a woman who said, even though I don't always like it because I'm convicted, she was still willing to say, I love hearing the message because it's what I need to hear rather than what I want to hear all the time.
Yep.
Jesus came to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment because he loves us. And he loves us by a demonstration of what he did for us on the cross. As we always say, it's our motto here in the ministry, 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
1 John 3:18. And you know what I get constantly from people? Bradley, what are we supposed to do? What do you mean, what are you supposed to do?
You know, I get that.
It's like a kid drowning out in the water.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. People
you
say,
need someone to tell you to go save that kid that's drowning in the water? Well, it's not my kid. It's someone else's. It's not my business. Well, let me ask you something. Then where's the love?
Yeah, I truly believe that if you are truly saved, if your heart is truly converted, you cannot help but do something. Everybody's going to be different. People say, what can I do? Well, what's on your heart to do? What do you see that's bothering you right now that needs to be corrected? Go out and do it. For some mother who's at home, maybe homeschooling her children, she sees all the neighborhood kids running around during the summertime, nothing to do. Start a Bible club. Teach them scripture verses. Be a godly example. Go protest things that are happening in government. Call your representatives. Stand in front of an abortion clinic.
The problem is the representatives are the ones that are the very ones guilty of advocating the crimes of the homosexuals because they themselves are homosexuals. They're trying to, the representatives, friends, are the problems. They're the ones advocating this along with hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media that means to demoralize you so they can have absolute control over you. And that's what this is about.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. People say, what are we supposed to
do? Read the Homosexual Manifesto. It's in the Congressional Record, by the way.
When people say, what are we supposed to do about the problems that we face today? What can I do? I don't know what to do. You know, Martin Luther King Jr., that great reformer, said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward.
King.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr., you've got to do something. And if that's baby steps, pass out gospel tracts. You know, it's interesting. We pass out gospel tracts wherever we go. This is ministry we always say is not 9 to 5. We're at a grocery store, gas station, mall. I don't care where it's at. We're always passing out tracts. And, you know, it's like, Lord, when you look around, it's really disheartening to see all the evil that's taking place in our nation today. I feel like it's just a bombardment that's just just roll, like sorrows like sea billows roll. You just
inundated.
Get rolled over and inundated.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, I feel like, Lord, what if
but
we pass
honey,
up?
People just have to be, they just have to be sweet and they need to be compassionate. Can I add to that?
Of course.
Spurgeon said, I fear that sometimes in our own endeavors to be sweet in disposition, we have not been strong in principle.
Yep.
Charity is a word that is greatly cried up nowadays, but often it means that in trying to be courteous, we have also been traitors to Jesus Christ.
And you know, really, you know,
Amen.
You say, we want to be
Amen.
Kind and love people to Jesus. Well, if you want to be
tell
kind and
truth.
Love them to Jesus, tell them the truth. You know what I always say, and sometimes even if people reject, you know, a gospel tract, we're at the state fair or whatever, even our kids can pass out tracts and say, listen, your job is not to make their decision for them. Your job is to give people the truth. What they do with that truth is completely up to them. But when you give them the knowledge of the truth, then in a sense, their blood is off your hands, and now everyone has their own choice to make. Because the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Yep.
I don't want anyone to say, no one ever loved me enough to
knowing
tell me
the
truth.
Terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5. What is it that we don't understand? Let love be unfeigned, not counterfeit.
That's
love.
Right.
Love worketh no ill. Then he begins to talk about the law of God and the fulfilling of the law in Romans 13. Love is supposed to be without dissimulation,
abhor.
Under false pretenses.
Yep, abhor that
open
which
rebuke
is
better than love carefully concealed. Proverbs 27, going over to Revelations 3, comes to my aid. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Hello.
And I want to go.
Hello.
I want to address this hate issue. Like you always say, when did hate ever tell the truth? Only love tells the truth. You have nothing to gain by giving someone the truth. You're going to get their ridicule, their resentment, their hate towards you. You have nothing to gain in so many cases by telling people the truth, other than the salvation of their soul.
That's
because
right.
It's only going to wreak havoc for yourself.
That's right.
That's true love is looking beyond yourself, your feelings, because you love someone more than you want them to stand before God
Amen,
one day and not
sister.
Know the truth. So I need to say something.
Right. God is love, right?
Yep.
Okay, everything he does is love. When
that's
he's
right.
rebuking the Pharisees, that's love.
Mm-hmm.
When he's healing the sick and raising the dead, that's love, right?
Absolutely.
You know, it tells us in 2 Corinthians 19, verse 10, and whatsoever cause shall come to you between you and your brother that dwell in your cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass.
That's right. So I want to say, for those of you listening, if you say, whoa, breath of fresh air, I love this. I don't always like this. It makes me uncomfortable. But I do want to support you guys. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button to become a monthly son or daughter of liberty, or donate securely. Many of you do end-of-year donations. We would truly appreciate your support.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central. See ya!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts. preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.